JD2 AIT listening.
And I... Again. I don't know what happened. My battery must be on the way out or something. I'm going to need a power supply for that other radio. This is WS2PJR. Good evening. And this is the Black River Valley Service Net. This net meets nightly at 9 p.m. on the Boonville repeater, 146655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and any interested hams are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? Not hearing any. Are there any mobiles or portables out there wishing to check in? Please call WX2PJR.
KC2WI Mobile.
WX2PJR.
KC2WI Mobile.
KD2AIT.
Yeah, there's two good ones. We got KC2WI Mobile and KD2AIT. Well, you're at the top of the list anyways, Pete, so come on in.
Good evening, Paul, and hello again to Jeff. KC2WI went out and visited Jeff at camp there for a while this afternoon, and went out to the Cayuta and had a very good hamburger, and just headed just coming into Boonville here now. And the sky looks pretty clear. You know, I probably miscalculated again here and should have taken off and got a hold of my friend K2LML and planned a bushwhack into the old World War II era plane crash up north of Speculator, but too late now to do it tomorrow, and can't take any time off this week to do it, so... I don't know. Probably the later it gets, the worse, because the leaves get thicker. Although he says he doesn't think it's going to be that hard to get there. Reading the geocache logs for the place, people seem to have some problems with it. But he's got an idea, and I got an idea of another way to go. It's just, I'm kind of surprised. This is not something that the average person would attempt. And you would assume that the experienced bushwhackers would have figured out this other route, but maybe not. KC2WI.
All right there, B. Not too bad. A good obstacle's always good, though. Figure it out. Sounds interesting. Anyways, though. Yeah, not a bad night at all out there, actually. I was out there earlier tonight, kind of got sidetracked, forgot about the Lowville net, but oh well. Let's see here, and managed to get in here just in time, turned on the radio, and all of a sudden it died, and I found out why. For some odd reason, my battery charger got unplugged, so I don't know, it must drain back out or something. That charger must be not so good, I don't know, or the battery is. Definitely gone the other way. So, but fortunately, I got one that is on a power supply, and that's the one I'm on. Anyways, what is it out there? 60 degrees, not too bad. Yeah, the mosquitoes and black flies are starting to bite too, so you gotta watch out for them, I guess. So, anyways, KD2AIT, Jeff, come on in.
WX2PJR, good evening. This is
KD2AIT. We're up here at camp. We had a low here this morning of 36 and a high of 75, and right now it's 53 degrees out there. A little buggy today, not too bad, but a little buggy, and it's cooling down pretty quick, so we're up here all day. We did some shooting this morning, and we did some work with a chainsaw and clearing out some other stuff here, and played around with the dog and took a hike, and got a little fire going here in the wood stove. And you got a little fire going out in the fire pit outside. So just another lazy night at camp. Having a cold one and just kind of kicking back. So WX2BJR, this is KD2AIT. You'll be clear and listening.
All right, there, Jeff. Nothing wrong with that. And good night for that sort of thing. Enjoy the beverage. And let's see. What else was I going to add? But yeah, 36, I guess. Yeah, kind of keeps the bugs at bay a little bit. Got to regenerate. Takes them a little while. Oh, well. Nothing wrong with that, though. But it is starting to stay above freezing from the looks of things. Yeah, and likewise here as well. Everything's greening up nicely. All the apple trees fared well, and what else? Oh yeah, here's another thing I was gonna add. The other night you were mentioning you could find the preamble on the website there, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club website. Yeah, I never knew that existed. I pretty much copied mine down from memory when I did it 10 years ago, and I was looking at the two, and it was kind of funny. They're almost identical. A few different words here and there, but overall the same. Kind of ironic. I remember that much of it. Anyways, though. But thanks for the check-in there, and have a good one. And let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net, call WX2PJR.
KA2ZZ.
KA2ZNZ. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Paul, and well, I heard Pete and Jeff and everybody else that's listening on the side. Beautiful day down this way. We are up to about 74 for a high from a low of around 40 this morning, early this morning. And we're down to about 63 now. Yeah, I noticed the little black flies are starting to meander down this way too. We get some down this way, not quite as bad, of course, as the Adirondacks and so on. So that's about it. Just say 7-3s to all. The WXPGR from KA2ZNZ.
Alright, Jack, not too bad with that. Yeah, we don't have them bad here either. It's not a really wet, swampy area, so they're kind of not so prone. Mosquitoes on the other end, different story, but, and the black flies, they're here and there, there's a few. Even though you go towards Lavo, you can see them as like clouds going in the sky at times. It's kind of crazy. Also heading to Watertown as well, it's like that. Anyways though, but not too bad with that. Thanks for the check in there, have a good one. And let's see, anyone else up there wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net, call WX2PJR. Any last minute questions, comments, queries?
KD2AIT with a query.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I mean a comment. Since you were on the site there, did you happen to see the recorded nets feature?
No, I haven't done that yet. I've been wanting to. Kind of scares me, though.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat feature. Actually, I was thinking about it today. Right now, it's got a list of every net it's recorded with a date. It does it automatically. I don't have to do it manually. Excuse me. And, you know, I have it all automated on that site. And I was just thinking today that I'm going to actually change that around when I get a chance. I'm going to make it so it has a calendar view. So anytime you want to listen to Annette in the past, you can, it'll pull up a calendar. If there's one recorded there, you'll be able to listen to it. I don't think anything right now is going to be handy, but after about a year or two, I think they'll start to come in handy when you start thinking about, well, when should I go up the Adirondacks? When do the black flies come out? You can go back and listen to some of the nets and hear what people are saying and, you know, get an idea in the future about things like that, weather, and et cetera.
Yeah, this is true. Like, when was that blizzard we had back? Anyway, not too bad with that at all. Got into some interesting stuff on there. Well, that could very much so come in handy in a year or two. Yeah, like you're saying, no, right now, not so much, but still kind of neat to listen to.
Roger that. Well, it's nice to keep an archive. I don't know how long I'll be able to keep it up, but for as long as I can. It automatically, records the hour, and then, it takes out any dead air or anything like that, and then compresses the data down to a very small size. So hopefully I'll be able to keep a few years before I start thinking about extra storage. All right, that's all I wanted to add, KD2AIT.
Right there, Jeff, not too bad with that. Yeah, it's kind of neat. Yeah, I'll have to look at them later. I was thinking about that earlier, too. What was it? When I was looking at the my preamble and the official one, I guess you would say, even though they're almost identical. And I saw it there. I was like, should I? No, I need to see if this is right. I'll get back to it. Never did, but yeah, I'll get back to that and look at that. Anyway, thanks for that, Jeff. And let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net, call WX2PJR. I guess I'll make this last call. Last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Call WX2PJR. My name is Paul. Yeah, 4 check-ins, including myself. Not too bad with that. So, thanks everybody for checking in. Had 12 minutes of airtime on there, too. And this is WX2PJR, now clear, and returning the 146655 repeater back to normal image use. Thanks, Pete, Jeff, and Jack for checking in. And this is WX2PJR, I'll be clear.
this is. KA2000Z, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for any stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
Says
KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. We're up here at CAT, just enjoying ourselves. Hope all is well with you and Carol. KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow yourself there. Anyone else? Thanks again, Jeff, appreciate it. 73, KA2000.